Church of Santiago Apostle. The Church of Santiago is a building in the late Spanish Flemish Gothic style. The temple was founded by D. Alonso de Cárdenas, last master of the Order of Santiago, for burial. Construction began with the apse, reinforced by five solid ashlar buttresses topped with zoomorphic gargoyles and beautiful flowery pinnacles. It is here that a beautiful coat of arms of the founders stands, in white marble, and under this shield a stela can be read. The premature death of the master in 1493 truncates the initial project. It was a three-transept church with a large tower at the bottom. However, its heirs modified its layout by projecting this temple with a single transept. It is also reduced in construction materials. Stone ashlar is not used, masonry is used, with lower economic cost. The work was completed at the beginning of the 16th century by D. Alonso de Cárdenas, first Count of Puebla del Maestre, grandson of the founder. The Church of Santiago has three facades in the Spanish-Flemish stonework style, the most beautiful of which is the main one, in which you can admire, in marble, the shields of its founders, that of Don Alonso, with a helmet and two wolves and a half-moon that of Doña Leonor. The other two facades are similar, although with simpler ornamentation, the facade on the southern facade, in the Cervantes Square, and a T-heard facade on which rises a tower topped by a Baroque belfry, the only one added to the primitive temple, and which replaced its original Gothic tower. The interior has a single nave covered with a ribbed vault and with three sections. In the lower section the choir is located on a lowered arch. On the opposite side, the head of the temple rises, also covered by ribbed vaults, separated from the nave by a large pointed main arch. Here the main chapel and two side chapels are located, the one of the Gospel under the Invocation of the Virgin of Solitude and the one of the Epistle currently used as a sacristy. This temple underwent a reform in 1919, decorating the interior of the church with a grayish paint, simulating stone blocks, which masked the initial decoration of the temple. Currently on the main altar you can admire the effigies of Don Alonso de Cárdenas and Doña Leonor de Luna, examples of international Gothic sculpture that were part of their burials, located in the center of the main chapel, protected by a fence, and decorated with interesting bas-reliefs of tenants of the coats of arms of the founders and allegories of the virtues attributed to the master as well as saints of his devotion. Don Alonso is represented embracing the sword like a cross and covered with the cape of the Order of Santiago and Doña Leonor, praying, with a rosary in her hands and with the Book of Hours at her feet. Another admirable element in this temple is the altarpiece of the main altar, in the Baroque style of the 16th century, with two bodies and five streets, and which replaced the original Gothic altarpiece of which only one carving of Santiago Peregrino has been preserved. From the first third of the 16th century and that can currently be admired in this altarpiece. The temple is, as a whole, a good example of late Gothic architecture from the end of the 15th century and of the mark that the Order of Santiago left in Lower Extremadura.